they're, okay, yeah. And, well, I had great experience, yeah, we had a good talk with him, a good talk with McCullough. And, first wife, and, not long, because he wasn't long, so, Well, it's a way, really, I mean, to knock off an awful lot of people for the other day, but it was worth it, it was worth doing. Yeah, yeah. Sure did. Well, that's a good job, though, you know, now all this stuff in there. Yeah, okay. No, but that's fine, no, but I, the main thing is that I have seen something in that do something to the effect that the Third Amendment, we had strong support, but heck, it was only a cut of 4 billion, too. And also, it isn't all that much of a cut, it's like a 32 billion dollar cut. Good God, that would have lost going away. I think these guys are a little bit easy about it. Let me tell you one thing about this that I don't mind talking about. Now, all of these talks, in my view, I think it goes to the motions. We really got to, we've got to be considerate of it because in the sense that having some sort of yakking go along makes a few jackasses here think that maybe we're working on the problem. They think we ought to talk. But my own opinion is that the talks with these sons of bitches have frankly not produced a goddamn thing. Because when you really come down to it, Henry has talked about, well, I was just trying to think they went together. We had a good atmosphere this time and the rest. But if you'll examine the records each time, Al, they have never, in all of this period, given 1 inch on the political side. Or am I wrong? On the political settlement, I understand. The other thing, yes, they shifted a little here, shifted a little there, shifted a little here, shifted there. But on the political settlement, which we can't give on, they give nothing. Nothing really that says except they said, because of what they really come down to it, and Henry is, he knows this, they stuck us. Now, I think what you got here is, and I don't know, and I think this is where you got it. Between now and November, but then military ready to do it. We survived the election. We've got to start the day after the election and not be back or something. Now we've just had enough of this. I mean, they're killing these guys. three, maybe, just maybe, before the election, they may take a very, very hard look at their whole time. Make a big deal. They got damn well better, because let me tell you something. We withdraw all offers the day of the election. Don't you agree? Or do you? I don't know. You see my point?
No, if I don't. If you don't withdraw, what I, the hell?
I really think that had McGovern not been a candidate, that there would have been a chance to negotiate a settlement between now and then. Or once the convention picked that as a lead.
Picked a real lefty, a real candidate.
They're not going to like that after all.
You see, a number of things could happen. First, they are told by the left, believe what the left tells them, that McGovern's going to win. Now, he isn't likely to win. That's a pretty good bet. But another thing could happen. Something could happen to me. And they know that.
They'll fight for it.
Yeah. Something could happen to me. What I mean is, I could get shot.
If they were aware of that, after all, Wallace was shot.
Put yourself in the position of these fanatics that fought 25
years ago.
Christ, what would you do? Would you settle now?
Hell no. I'd play the last card.
I'll tell you what you would do. And what I think I would do, and that's why I do, I say there may be a little bit of a chance in about the 1st of October or the 15th of October,
just before the election.
That would be the best of all possible worlds. They would say, all right, we better settle now because we aren't going to get later. But Henry has got to let him know, Al. He's got to let him know about 3 or 4 weeks before the election. Look, kids, this is our offer because I'm not coming back after this election with this same offer. Don't you agree?
We don't give a shit what happened there. I don't.
And I don't care, let me tell you, if it has to be the dice, it has to be the dice.
Well, that would
particularly in the heart of Hanoi. Al, what we're doing here in the heart of Hanoi. You told me you haven't been hitting those power guns. You know, we haven't been. Isn't that true?
No.
We haven't been doing it.
My view is,
look, for Christ's sakes, World War II. We didn't hesitate to bomb the hell out of Tokyo, Osaka. We didn't hesitate to bomb. We bombed the Krupp plant into oblivion, including the whole city of Essen. We took out Dresden. We took out Hamburg, didn't we? What in the name of God? Now, my point is, that was dealing against the Nazis. Now, these sons of bitches, sure, it's a small country and all that. We don't want to, we can't be in the village, but we've been tolerant long enough. For 8 years, 55,000 Americans are dead. Now, that doesn't mean we just demolish them with an atomic bomb, but it does mean that we up the ante substantially. And that means cracking. You can do it without bringing the Chinese in. I think just going there to Hanoi, warn him in advance. I'd take out those goddamn docks. I mean, I would be taking them out. I'd cream them. I think you've got to do that because I don't think they're going to respond to anything else.
I believe too. That's a very good deal.
What's he said?
He said to me, he said, we're not going to get a negotiating group until late September. When they will make a judgment, it's starting to make some money. Now, if they make a positive judgment, it is, there's some chance. But he said, in terms of the mining and the bombing, before they'll be on the knees, it'll be December. But then they will. In fact, he said this today in
statement. In December, they speak.
He said, another 6 months of this, and they'll collapse.
They will collapse, don't you?
Yeah.
Now look, we know the mining is affecting. Now, building that pipeline down there, but I know what a pipeline is, I think I do. They can't put enough petroleum into that pipeline to satisfy their needs, can they? Or can they?
No, well, they can get enough to skirt by it.
Yeah, I know.
But that's it.
But you know what? Everything runs on power. Everything runs on power. And they can't get enough. And after all, the damn thing is, if we take out sections of it, can they put the whole damn thing underground pretty hard?
Well, they can't put pumping stations underground.
Oh, is that right?
That's what we're getting.
I see. So, pumping stations are above ground. What would you do about that?
Right now.
Nothing now, but I mean later.
Later?
Can't you warn the people? Tell them to get their ass out of there? I don't know. My interest is not on the bad side, it's not to kill the people, but the interest is to knock out the crops. What else can you do? I mean, I think the military has got to give us a plan without getting too close to China. A money scare, that is, and don't let, but tell Bush, look, don't let up. Because from a public standpoint, Bush will have been all the time, as long as coming from a public standpoint. Now, we cannot have the UN kicking us in the ass. Would you agree?
Oh, I agree.
It's a public reaction.
But the, you mean your media, nothing, but the public isn't for the UN as against the President of the United States. Ever. Would you agree?
And especially with that son of a bitch. Now, this guy, they don't know.
Yeah. But he's starting down the same road. You know, putting out, taking it. What is in effect? Hearsay, right? From a communist source, and putting it out. You know, and say, well, I didn't mean it. But God damn it, he has absolute proof from our side that they've been killing civilians. Why in the hell doesn't he say that? Is North Vietnam a member of the UN?
No. Yeah, well, yeah. Yeah, there's a tension.
Thank you.